The local authority's CEO was asked to propose an amendment to the County Development and Southern Environs plans to allow councillors to vote to ban incineration. Current legislation means they can only vote on changes brought forward by the chief executive. While a special meeting was proposed to discuss this, there's still been no reply from Limerick City and County Council. The council were also asked to categorise the 60 items given approval to be incinerated at Mungret. Irish Cement's plans would see it switch from burning fossil fuels to solid recovered waste and used tyres. Cathaoirleach James Collins says they've heard nothing on this either.
Back in September, I asked them to go through each item on the list and to categorise it, whether it is an alternative fuel or an alternative raw material. Because if something is neither, then what's been proposed to do at Mungret would be outside of the planning permission as granted. Now we're in November and we don't have any reply from our own council.
Councillors also wrote to the HSE's Public Health Department to outline their monitoring of public health in the wake of the EPA's decision. The HSE told them it had nobody available to appear at last month's Metro meeting to answer their questions. Councillor Collins says there's still no sign of an appearance.
We've spoken to them and they've said that they would come and present, but here we are a month later and we've had no response from the HSE as regards to our response.